We're going to be joined by Arjun Singh. Once a month, we get together with Arjun, and we find out what's going on halfway around the world in India, especially where Arjun is based out of Jaisalmer, India. And we say good morning to Arjun and good day. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you.
So I have been looking, Arjun has been sending me videos of how they are dealing with the coronavirus, with the crackdown on people on the streets and things like that. And of course, we've been bringing you the information here. But now, folks, we get a really good chance to get an inside perspective of what's going on in one of the largest countries in the world, and that is India. Arjun, explain to us what has been going on in India since this coronavirus outbreak has been upon us.
Well, 1,300 million people. So it's not very easy. It's a challenge. It's a big, big challenge. But right now, today, we have the infected cases 1,590 infected people and 45 deaths. And 148 people got recovered. So it started in the first of March, when only three cases were there. But right now, we have about 1,590 cases. So on March 15, it was 114. March 26, 727. March 30, 1,251. So it's increasing day by day. I'm sure it's increasing, but it's still in control. As I can say, it's a local transmission, but it's not at the time when it's called community transmission. So I think the things are a bit in control. It's just because of the lockdown. I give the example of my family, of my own. I had never stepped out of my home for last 12 days. Even I didn't go on the rooftop. I didn't go out of the street. I stopped to take tea because I don't want milk at my home from outside. So we don't take tea. We eat whatever we have at our home. We don't go to buy vegetables. We don't go to buy fruits. We really don't want it. It's okay. Whatever we have, we can do with it and we can deal with it. So I don't want anyone else to go out, and I don't want anyone else to come in my home because I know this is the only thing. Girdhar, my son, he's working a lot on this disease, and he has a lot of data, a lot of literature related to the coronavirus and some and other epidemic viruses and all those things. So we know this is the only one thing, and this is the only way that if you are at your home, you are safe. Because if you go out, the corona is not coming to your home, but if you go out, you will bring it to your home, definitely. So for the last 12 days, we are in staying at home, completely locked down. But some people, they don't know how serious it is. And many poor people and laborers who are staying in the big towns like in Delhi, Mumbai, and Kolkata, and they want to come back to the villages because they think that this disease is only for the cities. If they are in their villages, they are safe. So they are just leaving the big towns and going towards their small villages. So that's going to be a big problem, a big issue for all of us. But right now, everything is in control. Well, some people who really want to be the heroes, they want to go out and to see and to take some selfies and make some videos of the people, make some videos of the police, what they are doing. So they can be also a trouble for the society and for the community. But as I think, the many friends of mine, my family members, many relatives of mine, they all are in their houses. Nobody is trying to go out. If they want medicines, they just call to the hospital, and some representative from the hospital comes and delivers the medicine at your home. So that is the only way. The people are really following it, and if some they are not following, the police is very, very strict on the roads. You can't say if you are in. If you are serving for some like essential services, you are from medical staff or you are from police, then you have that identity and then you show it to them, then you can just go somewhere. Otherwise, not any chance. Really, they just beat you a lot. And then you are like a unsocial factor. Because in my community where I'm living, if you are unsocial, then it's really bad. But right now, if you are unsocial, then it's good. It's the best thing for you. So it's not very easy because my mother, she wants me to say that, well, we should go out. And it takes a lot of time for us to explain her, to say her that how dangerous this disease is. So for some old people like people who are in my grandparents' age, it's a big challenge for the new kids. But thank God, the new generations, the people who are the kids who are in the age of Girdhar, they know about its seriousness. They know about this danger, and they do their best to explain the things to the people. Well, we don't have that online education system right now in the town where I belong to, but it's okay. The time will come, and then we will be back to the school. We are not in a hurry to go to the school. We don't think that, well, we are missing something. The first thing is that save your life, and then if you are living, then you have a lot of chances.
All right. Now, you say, how much food do you have in the house? How long can you hold out without going shopping?
I think when we started at that time a little bit, we knew about these things. So we started to buy things at that time, right on 20th March to 22nd March. We have some time, then we were listening. First of all, our state government, the Rajasthan, they just declared lockdown. And after a couple of days, it was complete lockdown for the whole country. So at that time, we had a little chance to buy things. So for 3 weeks minimum, we knew that sometimes we need it sometimes. So for 3 weeks, we have the food at our home. Well, no vegetables, no milk. That is something else, because you can survive without these things. Not a problem, because we eat a lot of things which we homemade, like dry vegetables, pulse, beans, and a lot of things, other things. Then we have snacks and all those things. So we are okay with that things. And we eat chapatis. This is the most important thing. And we have a lot of wheat flour at our home. So we can survive with it for 3 weeks minimum. But right now, the government, they started a new mission that if you need something, a truck or a van will come to your street and they will announce something, and then you can buy something. But you don't have to go out. You need not to go out to some shop to buy something, because you can get the thing at your home. So hopefully in a couple of days, we will get these vans or lorries or the trucks in the streets there, and the people will get the food at their home. But right now we are in safe conditions. We have enough food for us. And if we, whatever the milk is not so necessary, vegetables not so necessary as I think. But if I think that, yes, I want to eat vegetables, then I have something to just, yes, I can go out. But I don't want to eat that, and I explain these things to my parents, to my family members, that that's not important. We don't want to take any risk, so we are not going out to buy vegetables. Although vegetables are available in the market, and you can, because vegetable shops, grocery shops, medical shops are open. But personally, I don't want to take any risk. So I don't want to go out and to buy vegetables or the milk or the curd or the yogurt, whatever. So we can, without these things, we can survive. So I think for one more week, we have enough food, and then we have that facility to get the food at our home, door-to-door delivery.
How many people are in your house? How many people are in your parents' house?
Well, we are just like my brother's family, my parents, and my family. Like, so we are about like brother's family, seven, and two my parents. So nine people. So we have these kinds of like 15 to 20 people in each and every home. But the thing is that they know that if they go out, then they are in trouble. If you are staying at your home, not a single person is going out, because we know we are living in joint families. We are living in a home like so many people, not like we have a one room for each person. It's right. Not like that. So when we sleep, like 3 to 4 person, they sleep in a one room. So we don't have that kind of facilities where you can get a one room. So that the only thing is that don't go out and don't allow anyone to come to your home. So that's why we are following this strictly, the health advisory issued by the state government or the central government.
And the videos I've seen you shoot from inside your house when some people were out on bikes and the motorcycles, is the police appeared to be caning them. Is that what was happening?
Yes, this is happening. This is, and it must be. Otherwise, some people, they don't know how serious it is. They think it's nothing. They will come out of it, because we belong to the desert area. The temperature is more than 35 degrees or 30 degrees Celsius. So it's not harmful for us. People, they believe in Ayurveda a lot. They believe in yoga a lot. They believe in many other things. I know these are beneficial for the people. But for this particular disease, this COVID-19 right now, I don't think that you can just keep yourself safe because that you are taking any Ayurveda medicine, or you are just doing yoga, or you are just doing any physical exercise, so you are quite safe. I know this is not enough for that. So the police is working their job, because otherwise the people, they don't believe in these things. We have so many, you know, the so-called journalists everywhere in the street there. Everyone has a camera and everyone wants to take a video and make a video and want to say what's happening in his street or her street. So everyone wants to say something to someone. So everyone wants to be popular here. Everyone wants to take a photo in the selfie, to go to some circle and take a selfie. Look, nobody's there. I'm the only person here. So people like to see, hey, how did you go there? It's really just they think it's like an adventure. So they want to experience something. They want to see the fort without any vehicles in the fort. They want to see the street without any vehicles. They want to take a photo. So it's going to be tough for the people, for the police to stop them at their houses. So that's why they are very strict. And I support them, because this is the only way. Because we can't say that we don't have any ifs or buts in this particular disease. So if the police, they are using force, I think if they don't follow the police in that way, soon we will have a curfew here. Curfew means not any chance, not even a single chance for you. And if you go out, then you will be behind the bars. You will be in the jail for sure. So if the people don't follow these things, the time will come soon. So that's why I think this is perfect time when the police is in power. If the police is not in power, then the people will not follow that social distance or whatever you say, the lockdown or complete staying at home. So many people, as I think 80% is of population of my town, we have more than 100,000 people in Jaisalmer. They are following this, and I really support it. When I see it on social media, on WhatsApp and Facebook, everywhere, people are doing a great job. But still some young people, they think that it's nothing. So the police is working their own work and they are doing good. And it's really happening all over India. And these videos are popular just because it's a kind of a message to the society that if you will go out, you will be punished. And you must be punished, because there is no any excuse, because a single person can destroy the whole community. That if you're a mistake of a single person can destroy everything. And if the only person, like my like Anita's brother, he's working as a male nurse in the hospital there. So he's staying in the hospital. He's not coming to the home. So for last couple of weeks he's staying in the hospital, because he knows how dangerous it is to come home and to eat with the family. Because if he comes home and his son is about 4 or 5 years old, definitely he would like to eat with him or hug him. So we know how dangerous it is, and we are really following this social distancing or whatever you say, that is stay at home. Well, sometimes it looks tough for you that you are staying at your home for a whole day, you are watching TV and doing nothing. But I think this is the perfect time when I can spend a lot of time with my family, with my parents, with my wife, with my son. And we have enough to do these things. So honestly, I'm. It's just not because our prime minister said to stay at home. It's the duty of each and every citizen of India to stay at home and to follow the directions or the advisory issued by the health department.
Arjun, I see a wonderful political career in your future. I think you are doing a great job.
And keep your family safe and healthy, and we will speak to you maybe if conditions warrant it next week, and if conditions don't warrant it, we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Nothing worried me, but something that's quite worrying for me when I read that there are 3 persons in Sharan. I don't know, but I pray for all of you, because this is the part of the world where I spent the best thing of my life. So I want to all the people of Sharan to stay safe, stay at home, and I pray for the health of all the people who are living and listening to the radio. Thank you very much.
Okay, Arjun, we'll speak to you later. Take care.
Thank you.